This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about pokey sticks.
And I'm so glad you said it first, because I would have pronounced it pocky.
So we have to have this conversation about how you pronounce this confection, but I don't really know where we're going to land.
This is like, what are other conversations that you have to have?
Well, I mean,
have you been tested?
Exactly. I mean, you have to have the talk with your kids.
You have to have
how to pronounce pokey sticks.
The DTR, define the relationship.
Yeah, you have to, are you down to relationship or not?
Yeah.
It's been so long since I had a DTR conversation. I don't miss that.
I don't either. And it's probably only been like less than 3 years since I last had one. Yeah. And since I last asked if somebody had been tested.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so you had the DTR and the DTF. Around the same time. Okay, good.
Okay. Okay.
I just read an interesting article about dental dams, the safe sex device that nobody actually uses.
Have you ever used one?
Nope.
I've never used one either.
Almost nobody ever has. And it was a really interesting article. It was like way more nuanced than I expected. Maybe we'll link to that article.
I mean, I think that when I get fillings, I think my dentist is using a dental dam.
Right. I wasn't counting that.
No, but I was thinking for a second that I'd never even seen a dental dam. And now I understand I have seen a dental dam.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll link to that.
Okay,
so
great.
What was this episode about?
Was about pokey, and we were talking about the conversation we have to have.
We have to have this conversation. Like, we've been together as a show for almost 10 years now, and it's time we have this conversation. In Japan, the product is called pokey.
Okay.
And that is, it's a made-up onomatopoetic word that's supposed to represent the sound it makes when you crunch into one.
Hmm, okay.
In English, that they transliterated that into P-O-C-K-Y, which looks like sure it would be pronounced pocky. I don't remember when I first encountered these. It was before I became an insufferable Japanophile.
Yeah.
But I remember being told at the time that it was pronounced pokey, not pocky.
Okay.
Which pokey is closer to the Japanese pronunciation. But I don't know. I'm not one of these people who feels like you have to try and pronounce a word as close as possible to how it was pronounced in its original language.
Pokey is a brand, right? It's like saying Kleenex.
Right. It's made by Glico.
Okay. Because we have here in front of us six different varieties of these like stick biscuits.
Some, including a couple of competitors.
Is it fair to call it a stick biscuit?
I think it's fair to call it a stick biscuit. I don't think it's fair to call a person a stick biscuit. That sounds really rude.
It does.
But maybe if they really deserve it.
Okay. So as we're going through tasting these, we'll talk about the different names of them because they're not all pokey brand.
Molly, we need to have a conversation. You've been being a real stick biscuit lately.
I'm proud of myself for coming up with that.
Yeah, me too.
It could have been like a stick cookie, but stick cookie is hard to say. Stick biscuits,
fun to say. Although, to be fair, it does say biscuit sticks right in front of you on the package.
Shut up! I didn't notice it. I was looking at you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So let's go down memory lane.
Let's. So do you remember your first pokey encounter?
No, I've only had pokey like once before.
Okay. Well, now you're going to have a lot of it.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So probably my earliest pokey memory, although this wasn't the first time I encountered it, was on a family trip to Vancouver going to the Kombiniya shop on Robson Street in Vancouver, which is a little Japanese convenience store. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful little store that they actually have, like, as part of their signage, they have like a plastic pokey box, mm-hmm. like outside the store, like get your pokey here. And they have a huge selection of different flavors.
Do they have campus notebooks?
I bet they do.
Do they have...
You can get those at Kinokuniya in Seattle also.
Do they have onigiri?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Maybe it's time for another Spilled Milk road trip to Vancouver.
I'm up anytime.
We haven't had
DTV.
One for... We haven't done one for 13 months.
Okay, let's do it.
Since the last time we went to the nude beach.
Okay, that's right. Wow, it was 13 months ago. Okay, maybe this time there won't be like a terrifying
forest fire,
yeah, like
wildfire, rather
apocalyptic smoky haze in the air, and we can actually have some beach fun.
Well, I think beach season is just about over, given that it's October
next year. How about that?
Okay, cool. All right, so Matthew, I want to start eating these. Could
yeah.
you like give me some history while I start eating? Wait, but we should cheese plate these.
Oh yeah, okay. So obviously, the first is going to be the original pokey chocolate cream covered biscuit stick. It does say chocolate twice on the box.
Wait, say it again?
Pokey chocolate cream-covered biscuit sticks. So one is saying that the flavor is chocolate, and then it's describing it as chocolate cream-covered biscuit sticks. So I gotta say a couple of things.
Okay.
First of all, I was hoping there would be a lot of, like, wacky history behind pokey like there was for ice cream cones mm-hmm. and something else recently. Mm-hmm. But pretty much it seemed like it was introduced by the Ezaki Glico Company in 1966, and it's been a popular snack ever since. So that's pretty much the story.
So was it just like they were like, hey, let's make cylindrical tubular crackers? I mean, biscuits. I mean, stick biscuits.
Then let's make stick biscuits, someone said. and someone else said, are you calling me names? Because that really hurts my feelings. But then they patched it up. They defined the relationship. Yeah. So, and then they kept introducing more and more flavors. I think Japan got on to the let's make every possible flavor of our snack food thing before it came to the U.S.
Okay.
Starting with Kit Kats. I'm not sure. So there's always been plain chocolate. There's been strawberry for a long time. I didn't get it because I don't think it's very good. The one Molly's opening now is Pokey's biggest competitor in the international
Lota,
scene.
Lota
it's
brand?
Lota's Pepero made in Korea.
Isn't Lota a Swiss brand?
It's Korean.
Hmm. So this is basically the same thing as Pokey, the chocolate Pokey we just had. Hmm.
Which one do you think is better? Because whichever you say, you are stepping into an international controversy.
I think Pokey's better.
Yeah, I think they're both pretty tasty. Neither of the, like, the original pokey flavor is not one of my go-to snacks.
Hold
I don't
on.
Dislike it, but it's kind of plain to me.
I prefer the biscuit texture in pokey. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more tender and crumbly. And I like the chocolate flavor more.
Yeah, I'm a pokey person too.
Okay, so Pepero.
But Pepero's fine.
Pepper, no.
Did you say pepper, no?
I said pepper, oh.
Okay. So next up, we have Almond Crush, which has been a staple of the Pokey line for a long time. This one, so it's chocolate
really
and toasted
fancy.
Crushed almond. So it looks like you could use this as a saw.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so jagged.
Also, kind of looks like rock candy.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate rock candy.
Mm. I really like this one.
This is nice. So, when do you buy Pokey?
I buy Pokey. I mean, you can get it at lots and lots of Western grocery stores, but.
Yeah.
Typically, I will buy it when I'm in a place that specializes in it, like Awajimaya or the Kombiniya in Vancouver or Japan.
And do you generally eat a whole package of it when you buy it?
No, but you need to be careful because pokey goes stale faster than, like, bagels. So, like, once you open, like the Almond Crush has two Stay Fresh packs inside, but each one is still pretty big.
Yeah, it looks like each one has seven pieces in it.
Okay, you could eat seven
yeah.
Almond Crush sticks.
Yeah,
but if you
totally.
Don't finish a pack, you need to like put it in a Ziploc or something pretty quick, or it's going to go soft.
Was this popular? Is it popular with children in Japan?
Absolutely.
Or is it like for everyone?
Oh, it's definitely for everyone. And there are many flavors that I've enjoyed in the past and didn't find on this trip. I was kind of disappointed with the selection this time around. I think maybe like the pokey profusion has receded a little and they're more like Kit Kats now. So one, like my favorite flavor of recent times is the adult milk flavor.
Oh, is that like dark milk chocolate?
It's dark chocolate with a super crispy stick.
Okay.
And I think the stick texture of the adult milk is unbeatable.
So is that what they call it? Can you buy it in the States?
I've gotten it at a Wajimaya before. Yeah. What do you got there?
Hold up. So this is Meiji brand Lucky Stick.
So this is another competitor.
Okay.
I like the name Lucky Stick.
This is a double cream. It's chocolate-flavored coffee. So it's a biscuit stick covered with chocolate-flavored cream and coffee cream.
I think this is okay. It's a real, like, kind of artificially flavored coffee flavor.
I don't think I want to finish this.
All right.
Okay.
So you know what? That's another competitor.
It tastes like it has maple flavoring in it.
It kind of does.
I don't like that. Maybe it's like the malt extract or something. Oh, I don't care for that.
Yeah, it really does taste like fake maple.
I don't like it.
Did we say this was suggested by listener Autumn?
I think maybe.
Okay, good. So they, for a while, people love to talk about how there was one called Men's Pokey. It was discontinued in 2010, but it was just a dark chocolate flavor that they called Men's Pokey for vaguely sexist reasons. Hmm. I guess not vaguely.
Because it was for the strong man.
It was for the strong man.
It was for the strong man.
The strong chocolatey man.
Hans and Franz.
Yes. And it was tasty. I didn't feel good about buying it. This is Pepero.
Did they have a women's pokey?
No, I think maybe that was all of the other ones.
Oh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Masterclass.
Matthew, this weekend I took a class from somebody who I bet you admire as much as I do.
Okay, let me see if I can guess who that is. Denzel Washington.
No, so close though.
Okay.
Margaret Atwood.
Okay, yeah, very similar.
Yes. So Margaret Atwood, she has a series of 23 classes on Masterclass.
23 classes.
23 classes. And I only had time, honestly, to watch two of them. But one of the ones that I watched was about how she chose to do to write The Handmaid's Tale in first person, where she wrote Alias Grace from multiple points of view.
Wow.
And so it was so interesting to listen to her talk about like the feeling that she wanted the book to have and why a story should be told from this perspective or that one. Anyway, even though I'm a writer and I teach writing, I think this stuff would be fascinating even to people who just read the book. It was so great.
Yeah, I mean, Masterclass is for you. If you're like me, a bit of a prima donna, and you're like, I want to learn something, but I only want to learn from the best, You go to Masterclass. You can learn to think like a boss with Martha Stewart. You can learn to shoot three-pointers with Steph Curry. Like, if you imagine the person who's best at the thing you want to learn, they are probably already on Masterclass teaching how to do it.
That is accurate. And plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So, like, zero risk here. If you are a lifelong learner, and we certainly hope you are,
if you're a lifelong learner, why are you listening to this show? Instead, head over to Masterclass for an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
That's masterclass.com/spilledmilk15. This is P-Joy.
What?
It's P-Joy.
So this is also made by, is it Glico or Glico?
Glico.
Glico. But this is not called Pokey. It's called P-Joy.
And this has sometimes been advertised as Pokey's friend P-Joy.
Filled with pleasure is what it says on the back.
And look at the picture on the cover. We'll post a photo. It shows like somehow chocolate syrup is being drizzled into this tube. It's an inside out pokey. The chocolate's on the inside and the stick is on the outside.
Pea Joy. Wow.
I kind of like these. I think the chocolate flavor does sort of get lost because it's inside the stick, but I like the texture.
I love that it's filled with pleasure.
I know.
I am getting so
filled with pleasure.
Many ideas from this product.
Name your top three.
Well, I just feel like, wow, it is a bold move. Like, so I embrace my immaturity. I love, like,
I've never noticed this about
you. I love euphemisms and like dumb double entendres and stuff. And I just find it really hard to believe that the people coming up with the slogan for Pea Joy thought absolutely nothing was funny about filled with pleasure.
Well, and they called it Pea Joy.
I mean,
the whole thing is great.
It's wonderful.
Is it the best
stick biscuit? I love being filled
biscuit?
With pleasure.
No, me
no,
too.
It's not the best stick biscuit.
But we still love it for what it is and what it represents.
I feel filled with pleasure just getting to focus on stick biscuits.
Yeah, it's nice to spend a day thinking about nothing but stick biscuits. And to be clear, we're spending all day working on just this episode. In fact, we're putting in like a 14-hour day. That's going to result in this 14-minute episode.
So, Matthew, where did you go to buy these today in Seattle?
So, I started my day bright and early. I went down to Awajimaya in Seattle, and I think I took a photo that we'll post. They actually have – pokey is one of the – I just realized I don't know what the word for this thing is. The thingies, when you look at the aisle sign in the supermarket, it says what things are on that aisle. What do you call that?
I don't know.
I guess it's the aisle sign. So there's, on one of the aisles, it has pokey as a category of things you'll find in this aisle, the same way it has like rice on a different aisle.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Having said that, their selection was not the best today.
So they didn't have adult milk.
They didn't have adult milk. Oh, yeah. Which other ones have I? Oh, a pokey meaty, which is a shorter stick with like fatter, airier chocolate around it. Real tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate crush. I don't think they've made in a while, but it was like chocolate with chocolate cookie bits. Real good. And they did have some pretz. I didn't get any pretz.
Wait, what are pretz?
Pretz are savory pokey.
Huh.
They're not covered with like a glaze, but they're powdered. And probably the most popular flavor is salad.
Wow, really? That sounds so cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do a separate pretz episode. It might take even more prep or pretz. What do you got there?
Okay, this one I think is matcha, right? Mm-hmm. It's written in kanji. Wait, is this kanji?
It's some kanji and some hiragana. Okay. It's koi fukami matcha. Maybe koi bukami matcha.
It does have a nice matcha flavor.
That means thick flavored, deep, thick flavored matcha.
Wow.
I like it.
Filled with pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Deep and thick.
I know. This is really nice. Like,
I like this one a lot.
It has some of the, I feel like some of the, like the flavor of the, is it tannins sometimes that I'm tasting in matcha?
I think it is.
I feel like I'm getting that edge here.
Yeah.
Sometimes in matcha flavored products in the U.S., I feel like it's just this extremely watered down flavor.
I feel like we sort of had this happen in the U.S. with some flavor, maybe mint, although like most mint flavored things are still kind of like mint oil flavored, but sometimes you'll get something that really tastes like mint
fresh
leaves.
Mint.
Right. Matcha flavored candies and treats have been a thing for decades in Japan, but only like in the last some number of years have they gone, oh, now we're going to make things that actually taste like matcha rather than matcha candy flavored.
Right. Things that are just green and sort of taste like they are next to a cup
and
of matcha.
I love it.
Yeah. Delicious. Yeah. I think that my favorites here are the original chocolate pokey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Excuse me. The almond crush
almond
pokey.
Crush.
And this deep, dark.
Yeah. Deep, dark matcha forest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and the packaging is really beautiful.
The packaging on this one is like high class packaging. It's got this little like flap that folds mm-hmm. over. Kind of reminds me of a cigarette package, actually, which I had never previously thought to describe as classy.
Well,
but I don't know. Cigarette packaging is kind of cool. How the boxes have that little lid that flips open.
Yeah, I think when you said cigarette package, what came to mind was like the soft pack. I don't even know if that's the right name for it.
Maybe. I know I'm thinking of the thin cardstock one.
Yeah, and you know like someone in the design department spent a lot of time with Pantone swatches picking this dark green color.
It's a really good dark green.
Mm-hmm. Do you spend a lot of time with Pantone swatches?
Oh, all my time.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm not spending 14 hours a day eating pokey for this show, selflessly, I am looking at Pantone swatches.
Let me tell you some of my favorite Pantone colors.
Yeah.
397. 100. Pantone 292, like in the Magnetic Field song. Those are my three favorites.
So what is Pantone 292?
Did you ever look it up? Blue because you make me feel blue, Pantone 292. So it's some color.
God, that's so
great. I'm sure
great.
I looked it up at the time.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Oh, man.
All right. Well, okay. We need to – did we promise this episode was going to be some number of hours long? Because we're
14.
Okay. 14 hours? Okay.
Okay. It seems like we've probably
so
got
far,
13.
18 minutes in.
Great. We've got 13 hours and 42 minutes to fill.
We can do this.
Okay. Like, should we start singing?
Remember when we did that telethon with Jerry Lewis? Because I do.
Why don't we start? I don't know. Why don't we sing something like We Are the World?
Interesting choice. I choked on a little piece of pokey when you said that.
I was thinking of, because telethon.
Because it's a telethon, right?
Yeah. I was just thinking like, can you hear phones ringing in the background?
What was, how about that's what friends are for?
Oh, God.
Because I feel like We Are the World is a bad song, but that's what friends are for. I like.
Who's going to do the harmonica opening?
Oh, yeah.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.
I don't know how to play harmonica, but I feel like I should. I feel like maybe I just figured out how.
Can I be Dionne Warwick?
Yeah.
Who are you going to be?
Keep smiling. Keep shining.
Who else? Elton John?
Yeah, sure. I'll be Elton John.
Okay.
I'm already wearing a duck suit.
Who am I kidding? I can't even begin to equal Dionne Warwick. Let's find me somebody else.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the roster of stars that appeared on that song. I think we're gonna look it up.
Okay.
You vamp.
Let's find out who I am. I want to say that Boy George was involved, but I think maybe
possibly.
That was We Are the World. And anyway, Boy George is a problematic figure.
Definitely.
So I'm not going to touch that. So how about, I don't know, is Michael McDonald involved? What about Kenny Rogers?
Okay, this is interesting. I didn't know this at all. Maybe Kenny Rogers. But I got the facts here.
Okay.
That's What Friends Are For is a song written by Burt Bacharach and Carol Bayer Sager. It was first recorded in 1982 by Rod Stewart, but is better known for the 1985 cover version by Dionne Warwick, Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder.
Oh my God, Matthew, I can't even put myself in the same sentence as any of these people.
No, I think you're almost as good a singer as Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's where I come down on that. Almost.
Plus, you took the one white person slot in there.
Yeah. So leaving you with all highly problematic choices.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just gonna sit this one out and appreciate Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick and Stevie Wonder.
And I'm gonna take my solo, harmonica solo. Is it hard to learn to play harmonica? It can't be that hard, right?
So you can find us at spilledmilkpodcast.com,
mm-hmm.
where we won't be posting any recipes.
No.
From today?
Yeah, I was going to try and do like a real versus fake pokey flavor quiz, but I was having a hard time coming up with fake pokey flavors that were funny.
Yeah.
I guess like if I try to be funny and I fail, I shouldn't later like tell you about how I failed to be funny. I mean, tell everybody.
I think that, Matthew, you gave up too soon because, I mean, frankly, we've got filled with pleasure pee joy here.
I know, but that's real.
Well, I know, but I feel like it points the way toward a lot of other things.
It does point the way toward a lot of suggestive stick biscuit names. I think if you had given me the term stick biscuit, I could have worked with that.
Okay.
I'm gesturing wildly with this matcha pokey like it's a conductor's baton.
I would love our listeners to weigh in.
I would love our listeners too.
I would love them to weigh in at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast
mm-hmm.
and maybe give us their contributions to a pokey name quiz if we had done one. Like come up with, you know, like a fake one that you think could fool us.
Yeah, this is
or
great.
Make
this
us
is,
laugh.
This is a new the new trend of reverse podcasting. It's like the pee joy of podcasting where you write the jokes and we do nothing.
Also, tell us what your favorite pokey is.
Yeah, that I do encourage. No, definitely make up fake pokies too. Here's what you should do. Tell us what your favorite pokey flavor is, but it could be real or fake, and we have to guess.
Perfect.
Okay. Our producer is Abby Circatella.
You have already found us on your favorite podcasting app, but you can also find us anywhere podcasts are given away for free.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on Instagram at Spilled Milk Podcast. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everyone who donated in our recent pledge drive.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks,
you
guys.
So much.
Thank you.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. I pulled this PJoy out of the PJoy box, and I think it cracked in half because it's like half the length of a regular PJoy.
I don't like it when you say you pulled the PJoy out of the PJoy box.
I don't see why. I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
Bringing you PJoy since 2010.
Nope.
You're not.
I forgot how it goes. I was zoning out.
I thought you were going to say that you were going to try and steal Elton John back from me and make me be Dionne Warwick.
No.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.